Good morning. I would like to dedicate our learning today to a young kala, Te'eri Yafa Bat Shimon. Her chassan dedicated this morning's learning to her. So Hashem should bless them both with a beautiful, sweet year, and Hashem should fulfill their wishes for the good. Yimaleh Hashem Yisharot Libam Netova. They should have a year that's prosperous and fruitful.
Amen.
And Hashem should really give them joy. And the Shekhinah should be found in their home.
So
We're holding Avat Chesed. Really, we're beginning the work of Avat Chesed. We're doing the first section, the first chapter. And Avat Chesed is a short work that the Chafetz Chaim wrote about the laws of the mitzvos of kindness between man and his fellow man, primarily giving loans. And on Friday mornings, we do a short section before we start our learning. So, we're holding Chelek Rishon, Perek Rishon, the laws of the mitzvah of giving a loan. And we did the introduction, the previous classes, and now the Chafetz Chaim writes, Bo Yivoa Din Mitzvah Taseh. In this chapter will be explained the laws of the biblical commandment, Din Kesef Talveh, that the Torah says we should give loans to our fellow men, and other topics of the trade of kindness with their details. Do you mind passing the cookies back?
Yes.
So we have Yudalet Seifim. We have 14 paragraphs here. Mitzvat aseh min haTorah lalvot l'aniyei achinu. We have a biblical commandment to give a loan to our brethren that are poor. Sheneemar, the Torah says, in kesef talveh tamit ani imach. And literally the verse seems to say, if you give a loan to my nation, to the poor that are with you, ve'ita b'mechilta, and it says in Mechilta, which is Midrash Halacha, t'chol im shebatorah reshut. Everywhere we encounter the word im in the Torah, it means you're permitted to do it, you're permitted to abstain from doing it. U'shlosha me'en chova, but there are three exceptions, there are three times when the Torah says im, and the Torah means you're obligated to do so. V'zeh echad me'em, and this is one of the examples, this is one of the three that the Mechilta states. And proof to it is what the Torah says later on in Parshas Re'eh, v'ha'avet ta'avitenu, you should help him out. Derech tzivuy, over there it's a commandment to give a loan as much as the person needs. U'mitzvah zo gdola yotam mitzvah tzedakah. And we have to know that the mitzvah of giving a loan is greater than the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, than the mitzvah of giving charity. She'ne ani bosh badavar kol kach, because the poor, when they receive a loan, it's not as embarrassing as when they receive a gift. Gam, furthermore, shebazet tomech yado machzikoto. He's supporting him, he's strengthening him. Shelo itmotet legamrei, that he doesn't collapse totally. A guy's business needs a loan in order to make it through a difficult time. You give him the loan, so you help his business stay afloat. Umkayem bazeh ma she'amar katuv, and in doing so, he fulfills that which the Torah says. V'chiyamuch achicha, when your brother becomes poor. Umata yado, so his hand falls, he extends his hand. Imach, he should be with you, vechezaktabo, strengthen him that he doesn't fall completely. Dehainu, that is, the Torah says, sheachzikbo, strengthen him, ad shelo yipol, so that he doesn't fall, v'yitztech labriot, and needs that God's creations help him out. So, we have a special mitzvah to help our brethren not go bankrupt, to help them before they collapse. U'mitzvah gam ken lalvot la'ashir lefisha, and we also have a mitzvah to give a loan to the wealthy when they need it. Sometimes a wealthy person is traveling and he runs out of money. A guy has his wallet stolen. So now he's stuck. He has a bank account with millions, but right now he doesn't have a penny to his name. So we have a mitzvah to help him out. The Gemara tells us that the concept of kindness is greater than the concept of tzedakah. Charity you could only give to the poor. Tzedakah you could only give to a person that doesn't have. But chesed, kindness, you could do with the wealthy and with the poor. Everyone needs kindness at certain times in their lives. Ela dehani kodem lo baze. The only thing is that the poor come first. Ulechach peret hakatuv leani b'mitzvah zon. That's why the Torah says, if the poor need a loan, give the poor a loan. Because if a poor person needs a loan and a wealthy person needs a loan, so the poor person comes first. That's why the Torah specified the poor. V'ilodo diano hakatuv. And if not, that the Torah told us so, haya ritzono shel adam yoter lalvot la'ashir. A person would rather give his loan to the wealthy. You give me a choice, giving a loan to the wealthy or the poor, I'd much rather give it to the wealthy. Because we all know, if I give him a loan today, so then when we round the bend, when I'll need a loan, I'll be able to get favors from him too. And furthermore, he's more confident that the wealthy will pay him back the loan. So these are two reasons why a person would rather give the loan to the wealthy, and yet the Torah says that we have a mitzvah to give a loan to the wealthy and the poor, but the poor come first. If the poor need a loan and the wealthy need a loan, the Torah gives precedence to the poor, because it seems, I mean, if we could understand the logic of the Torah, it seems like the wealthy are going to have an easier time getting it. But that's our own addition. Bottom line, the Torah is telling us, don't go with your intuition that would say, let me give the wealthy. I only have $100. I'll give it to the wealthy. The Torah says, no. If you have a choice between the wealthy and the poor, then the poor do come first. Now, we discussed in previous classes that it's important to give a loan intelligently. A guy walks in off the street, you never met him, he needs a loan, so you better verify who he is, where he's from, that he'll really pay back the loan. This mitzvah doesn't mean to do it blindly, it means to do it intelligently.
Also, it's talking about